Welcome to Reflecting God. As a teenager, I watched our neighborhood in East Atlanta become rougher by the week. One Friday night, the neighbors next door got out of control to the point that someone called the police. My sister, brother, and I turned out our lights and got on our knees in the front bedroom window to watch the happenings outside. Before long, a squad car came slowly down the street, scanning the house numbers with a spotlight. As the light went across our house, my sister and I ducked down, leaving our brother in plain sight, something we've laughed about for years. None of us wanted to be in that light. But there's another light we definitely want to have upon us, the light of God's salvation. We've seen some familiar verses in scriptures in Psalm 118, like verses 22 and 24. Though verse 27 may not be as prominent, it's just as powerful. It was a festive march to the temple's horns of the altar as the king and his people rejoiced together, all because of God's light of salvation. The psalm ends with the same verse as it began. We certainly have reasons today to give thanks. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.